This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology correction, cardiovascular clearance on patient Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, first name Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E, date of birth October 1st, 1960, date of evaluation May 14, 2026, referring physician Dr. Eric Stuffman. The chief complaint, 65-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 65-year-old male who is employed as a bus driver, period. He had worked in that position for 35 years, period. He stated that he had developed repetitive motion injury involving the left shoulder, which he first noted approximately 5 years ago, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy, period. This resulted in decreased intensity of the pain, period. However, it remained sharp and at times radiating to his collarbone and elbow, period. Pain is 6/10 subjectively and decreases with rest and is worsened with use of the arm, period. The patient had been evaluated and found to have bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, next number, incomplete rotator cuff tear or rupture of the left shoulder, BMI was noted to be elevated at 44.9 in an adult, period. Patient was again felt to require surgery and he is seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, one, sleep apnea, next number, diabetes type 2, next number, hypertension, next number, asthma, next number, coronary artery disease, next number, myocardial infarction, 2006. Past surgical history, left knee surgery, next number, stent, unknown blood vessel. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide daily, comma, metformin, 1 BID, comma, lisinopril, 1 daily, comma, atorvastatin, 1 daily, comma, glipizide, 1 BID, comma, albuterol, 1 puff, Q4, PRN, period. Allergies, erythromycin results in a rash, family history, uncle, i.e. paternal, with coronary artery disease, diabetes, and hypertension. Social history, patient reports doing well, period. He denies cigarette smoking or drug use. However, reports rare alcohol use, period. Review of systems. Ears. He has tinnitus. Throat. He has allergies. Respiratory. He has cough and wheezing. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 117/62, pulse 60, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 263 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress period. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction period. There is further noted to be tenderness to palpation period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm with non-specific ST depression period. There is evidence of old inferior wall myocardial infarction period. The impression. This is a 65-year-old male with history of underlying coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, and asthma period. He is now anticipated to undergo additional surgeries to the left shoulder period. He was noted to have an aortic murmur radiating to the left carotid period. He requires echocardiogram to assess valves and ejection fraction prior to surgery period. I suspect he has some degree of aortic stenosis period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.